Okay, that helicopter is going to make it difficult.
I know.
But let me get your name.
Okay.
Okay, Jacqueline, you work at Walmart. What time did you get here?
At 3 in the morning.
Okay. And what do you do here?
I'm a department manager and housework.
About what time did your attention get drawn to this incident?
Okay, I came back from lunch about
8:18,
and I went to the floor. I heard a lot of helicopters and around, you know, on top of our store. I just didn't think anything of it, so I just went and, you know, started working. I talked to another department manager in the center in between sporting goods and housework. We were in the center talking about the helicopters, and I was asking her a couple questions regarding what I needed to do. And she's like, I'm going to go check to see what's going on. So I was standing there in the middle. And then all of a sudden, this gentleman just came running, and it was about maybe 10 feet away from me. Had like a peach shirt collar, short sleeve, some khaki shorts, and kind of wavy hair, like not too long, just kind of like the, maybe late 30s, early 40s, and he was running, and he had the gun on his right hand, and he went straight towards sporting goods and went inside the counter. And I was like, I wasn't functioning yet, like, okay, is this real? What's going on? And I was going to go to him, but I heard him shoot the where the ammunition was, and I was like, okay, this is real. I yelled to some customers, and I got whatever customer that I saw while I was running.
How many shots do you think you heard?
Maybe two. Almost.
Now, could you see where he was firing at? Did you see him at that time?
No, because the counter is tall.
So he's behind.
So he was behind and trying to get. He didn't think it was locked. He was trying to like open it, so that's when I'm assuming that's when he shot, because I heard some shuffling, you know, to get it open, and then he obviously, you know, knew that it was locked, so then he shot it.
Okay. And then
when I obviously kind of my head clicked, I said, okay, this is real, I gotta get out. So I went back towards where he came from. I went back, and then there was a department manager coming to go see what was going on, because he had no idea. He just thought it was a guy running, so he ran. He was going to run after him, and I said, he has a gun, leave. So I got.
Now, was anybody following him, police or anything?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
So I was just, I've never seen anything like this before in my life. So I just got all the customers that I could, and customers wanting to go with the car. I said, leave the car and just leave. A man has a gun.
Right.
And then that's when they like reacted and just left.
So then you left the store, then you helped escort the customers.
Yeah, whatever.
Front door, did you go?
Yes, I went through the front doors, okay. And whatever, where I was running towards, I saw customers, and I told them to get out.
And you didn't see where he went after he was behind the
counter.
Okay. Anything else you think I should know that strikes, stands out?
Nothing whatsoever. I mean, he seemed very hyped up. I don't know if he was on drugs. I've been pretty hyped up. I mean, I guess his concern was just getting more ammo.
What was his build? Height, weight, or?
About maybe 5'8". Maybe 180.
Okay.
Sure. He's not too big.
Okay. Were you wearing a hat or anything?
No.
Okay, okay, Jacqueline. Thanks. You okay?
Yeah. So when do you think we could leave? Or is it we have to stay until further, until my store manager says?
Yeah. As far as the sheriff's department, you can tell them that you talked to
okay.
the detective.
Okay. And that would be up to them if I leave.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
I hope you get the guy.
Yeah, let me, And what do you do here at Walmart?
I'm cashier.
What time did you get to work?
I clocked in at 6:45. Okay.
And what brought your attention to this incident?
I heard the helicopter's extremely close, and then I said, well, I'm going to wait until my last...
Now, were you at the front of the store?
No, I was on the last register. I was the only cashier. So I heard the helicopter's real, real close. Then I heard the siren, and I thought, must be something close. And I looked up, and I have a register 18. I can look all the way across to courtesy desk by the front door. I didn't see him come through the door, but obviously I looked up, and I saw him run all the way down.
So this is through the front door he comes?
He came through the front door. He ran. He was running for his life. He ran, turned left as the person right in front of all the registers. Big aisle, he turned right, he was crossing over because he noticed there's things down the aisle, so he turned down the first one and he crossed over, and at that point, that's all I saw, but I saw him, his head, I know that he was white, he had like a melon or a pink top on, and he had light colored hair. Because I could see the top of his head when he was running.
Okay, what about a physical height, weight?
Average height and weight. Not,
An age?
I couldn't see his face.
Okay.
I couldn't see his face. And that's about all I saw.
Now, after he was running, were police following him, or?
No. As far as I know, I didn't see any police
okay.
at that time. Because when he ran in and he was going towards electronics, my store manager and the co-manager were right there because he went right by there, and I yelled to my co-manager, goodbye, and that's when people started running towards there was a lady with a baby and stuff, so we took the lady and the baby and a couple of us went into the CO office, and then they heard that we had to get out, so we got out and went and came.
You did not see him with a gun?
I didn't see the
okay.
gun, no, because I was at the end of the register, so uh-huh. I saw the register, but I saw his head all the way, and then I could see his back. I saw the back of his head and his shirt. That's why I know he had light-colored hair. I knew that he was white, and the shirt was like a little melon or pink color, but that's all
okay.
I saw, because he was running too fast, and I had people.
No, I understand. Thank you for talking with me,
okay.
Sylvia. And what do you do here?
Well, I'm one of the greeters at the Walmart at the entrance.
And what time did you get here?
At 5 o'clock in the morning.
And where were you when this incident was brought to your attention?
Right at the front door.
Okay.
Just inside the front entrance.
And what did you see?
I saw a fella, I don't know about his age, maybe 25, 30. He had a pink shirt on, I think tan shorts, about down to here, and running full stride into the door, through the doors. And he went down to the first aisle, turned left, and that's the last time I saw him. He also had a gun in his hand.
Tell what kind of gun?
No, sir, too fast. I don't.
Was it dark or chrome? Or?
I think it was kind of dark.
Okay. Did he kind of burst through those doors, or were they automatic doors?
They're automatic doors, right. And he just came full stride through there, just running real fast. So I only had a glimpse of him from the side.
Now, did he say anything? Or?
Nothing. No, he was running too fast.
He ran straight into the store, and then you kind of lost sight of him?
No, he went to the first aisle and took a left. He was running down towards the garden center. That aisle runs all the way to the length of the store to the garden center. And he got by the second cash register, and that's the last time I saw him. But he was running full stride at that time, though.
Before he came in, was there anything that...
Well, we heard the helicopters flying around, and then all at once he burst right through the doors.
And was anybody following him?
Not that I could tell.
Okay, so he just ran in, and he had no idea what was going on.
That's correct.
Okay. Good. AJ?
Yes.
Anything else you think important that I should know?
Let's see. Not at the moment.
Okay.
Well, one of the cops told me to get out of there, so I left right there.
Right. Okay, so eventually, about how long after did the cops...
Oh, that was about, he came in the store. I would say a cop was there in about 2 minutes.
Okay, but he wasn't actively running after...
No, he was outside.
And he just came in and knew that there was probably a bad guy? And,
well, no, the cop stayed outside the door, and he just told me to get out.
Okay. Okay, good. Appreciate you talking with me.
All right.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, sure. This would be an easy day work.